I brought it up because it is such a poignant application for many of Jesus' words, including the words of loyalty. And the Apostle Paul's words, you know, I'm speaking concerning a great mystery, the mystery of the relationship between Christ and his church. And our loyalty to our spouses is an on-earth reflection of our loyalty to Christ, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what a great balance that is to the statement where Jesus said, if anyone doesn't hate his wife, at one of the relationships where he says you have to love Jesus more.
Isn't
but loving
that something?
Jesus is reflected in a loyal commitment to our spouse.
Friends, this book is life-giving and life-saving. The not-so-simple truth about following Jesus, the invitation. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries could turn your life around and give you a whole new hope, an adventure in Christ. That's what we're looking for. Get your copy, your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries. Get it at our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And again, I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The only way to truly save America is to become true disciples.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Jeanette Schnall. And Jeanette is an American. She has moved to southern Chile, and of course, there are many reasons why people would relocate at this time. But we're living in very, very uncertain times, and I know when I was younger, I relocated to another country, South Africa. I came back because my parents were ill, and I believe I'm supposed to be here doing what I'm doing, but I understand, and I get frequent calls from people asking, well, what do you think about relocating to another country? So let's just talk to Jeanette and get her thoughts on it. Jeanette, how long have you been living there in southern Chile? I understand that's a beautiful part of the world.
Yes, it is very beautiful. I've been living here now for under a year, but I purchased a property here 7 years ago.
All right, fine. Well, what motivated you to move down to southern Chile?
Well, the thing is that we saw the writing on the wall, and I was a subscriber to Joel Stauskas' newsletter, and we've been, you know, following different financial people over the years, and you know, we could see that there was going to be a lot of bad things happening, and we just felt that it wasn't anything that we were going to be able to handle. I had a lot of sleepless nights and bad dreams, and I wanted to find a safer place to raise my son, and a place where there'd be more freedom, and someplace we could sort of avoid the financial Armageddon.
Well, of course, financial Armageddon, it looks like we're heading towards that. How old is your son?
Well, he's 19 now. We started this 7 years ago.
All right, so you've been at it for a long time. And basically, what is my understanding is that Chile's a fairly stable, prosperous country. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's actually the best country in Latin America. And there are approximately 21 countries in Latin America. We're on the South American continent, on the Pacific coast. There's 13 countries here, and Chile is regarded as the best country economically in Latin America. There's a population of about 17 million here. So.
And basically, is the currency fairly stable there?
Yes, we have the peso, and that is very stable because it's a natural resource country here. And we have copper as one of our main exports, and that is used to stabilize the currency, and also the banking system here is in much better shape than it is in Europe and the United States. So.
All right, so and basically, is it easy to buy property there? In other words, basically, if you have property, is it your property, and the property rights are being maintained by the government?
Yes, the thing is, back in during the dictatorship time, when they took over from the Marxists, they really enshrined the property rights in the Constitution because they felt that this is the way to keep the socialist, you know, Marxists from spreading by making sure that you have very strong property rights. So essentially, when you buy a property here, you buy it in what's known as, in the United States, would be known as fee simple. And anyone can buy property. You know, you get a title, you do a search to make sure the taxes are paid and...
All right, fine. So it's like it used to be here in America. Our guest is Jeanette Schnall.
Yes,
hold on. We'll be back here in just a moment. Jeanette, you go right ahead. You were just saying that people, you can buy property, and it certainly is yours. In other words, you get it under a fee simple type of agreement.
Yes, you buy it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. 8927. Call today.
Her husband lived there. Now they've moved there permanently. And Chile is a fairly stable, in fact, it's probably the stablest country in all of South America. And it has a stable monetary system. She was commenting that the police, one of the nice things is the police force is very stable, and you could not bribe a police officer there. They are simply like the police. Of course, you can't, in many areas in America, you can't rob police, but there are areas in America where you can, where they have total corruption in the police, like in Chicago, where it's been corrupt as long as you can remember. New York is very much the same, but apparently, since, of course, they established their present government some 20 or more years ago, why, this is a very stable currency, a very stable country. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Jeanette a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was asking Jeanette, certainly, first of all, how do you get along there? Do you speak Spanish, or do most of the people there speak English, or are you able to communicate fairly well with the people there?
Well, the thing is that we did buy our property 7 years ago. We put a house on here 2 years ago, and we haven't been here for a full year, so I've been studying Spanish. I do already speak another language. Actually, Mandarin Chinese is my second language, and so I'm learning Spanish, but it's funny because my Spanish isn't so great, but it's actually pretty easy to get along without it here. You'll find that people in professional offices, professional people, you will find that speak English. But the thing is, the people are so nice and sweet here that I found it, you know, if you're imaginative and persistent, you can get your point across. You prepare ahead of time before you go to a meeting and you get some key words. I've managed to pay taxes and pay bills, and we bought a car. I even negotiated the price down a little bit. So, you know, with just a basic Spanish level, you can get by, and, you know, you just learn as you go. And, you know, once you know where the grocery store is and, you know, how to do the basic things, you don't even need the language that much.
All right, fine. And because I've lived in a Portuguese-speaking country, I've lived in other countries where I didn't speak the language, or I was able to pick up enough, and that's really never been an impediment as far as I was concerned. And certainly with a smattering of Spanish, or certainly the Rosetta Stone program, why, you could probably pick up the language very soon, but you really don't need the language there. Are there many Americans? Are you in contact with other Americans living there in southern Chile?
Yes, actually, I live in a development that has 17 families that are all foreigners, and most of them are Americans. There's some from Europe, and so it's nice to have a little community here, and we have, you know, we can celebrate the holidays, and we have people that we can turn to if we need, you know, babysitting, or, you know, someone to pick up something at the store, if someone's ill, or we get together and we have parties and, you know, dinner and stuff. So,
basically, you live in sort of an enclave with a lot of other people who are not Chilean, and you feel very comfortable there. Well, let's go to David, who's calling from Yakima, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But before we go on, Jeanette, why don't you get out your telephone number, because you have a telephone number people can call here in the United States, and then you'll call them back. What is your telephone number here in the United States?
Yes, my phone number, which is voice over internet provider, is area code 413-415-415.
What now? One more time.
413-435.
Mm-hmm.
7961.
Now that's 413 1-800-835-7961. Is that correct?
Yes, and I also have a website.
All right, fine. Why don't you get that out?
Sure. It's www.southernchiliproperties.com.
Southern Chili Properties. Is that property or properties?
Plural, I-E-S.
Properties, Southern Property. Southern Chili Properties at SouthernChiliProperties.com.
Yeah.
One
yes,
more time.
My email is it. Sure.
One more
email,
time.
Sorry.
One more time.
SouthernChiliProperties.com.
SouthernChiliProperties.com. We should have a link to that on my website. If we don't, we'll have one up there. But SouthernChiliProperties.com. Let's go to David calling from Yakima, Washington. David, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I would like to ask, what is the per capita income of Chile, and would it be possible to live on approximately $1,100 a month of Social Security income?
Did you get the question today? Basically, what's the per capita income? And he has $1,100 a month in Social Security. Would he be able to live there on that sum of money?
Yes, you would be able to live here on that much money. The government has a program where they're looking for residents that actually have a very fairly easy program to use. What they're looking for is someone who has approximately $15,000 sort of in the bank, and if you have Social Security, a government or private pension of somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 a month. They want people of good character. You have to have a physical to prove that you're in good health. And you can apply for temporary residency, and that residency is for 1 year period. After that 1 year trial for a trial period, then you can go ahead and apply for permanent residency.
All right, David, does that answer your question? You have any other questions?
Sure. Yeah, I lived in the Philippines for 8 years, and I found that female companionship was very easy to obtain, and I just wonder if they have a closed society there. Is it like they frown on foreigners associating with their women?
No, they're not like that. They're very much open to Westerners, and they like Americans. I know in some countries Americans are not like, or Westerners are not accepted, but here that's no problem.
Okay, David, anything else?
They're making friends.
In fact, if you have any questions, I suggest you give Jeanette a call at 413-835-7961. She'll give you a call back. How's that?
All right, sir.
Or you can email me, too, at that website, Jeanette at Southern Chili Properties, and I can answer you.
Okay, it's Southern. Now, what is the email there, Jeanette?
Sure, it's Jeanette.
Jeanette.
And it's on my website at SouthernChiliProperties.com.
Jeanette at SouthernChiliProperties.com, or go to her website, SouthernChiliProperties.com. Got some beautiful pictures, and I understand the beautiful mountains down there. Is that right?
Oh, it's really beautiful. That's the one thing I love about being here, that no matter what's going on, I wake up and I look out, and I feel very inspired every day. So.
All right, fine. Now, is it a temperate climate? Is it tropical, or is it very temperate?
Yes, well, all of Chile has about approximately 3,000 mile Pacific coastline. There are, it's a varying climate. In the far north, there's a desert. In the far south, they have glaciers. Where we are, it's Mediterranean with oceanic influence. So it's a temperate climate. We have about 4 months of sort of rainy, cool weather. It would be equivalent to, say, Ireland or the Pacific Northwest Coast. It's about, say, in the 70s, mid-70s in the summer, in the 80s. Some days you might get an occasional 90-degree day, and then in the winter we get down, on the coldest days it might actually get down to freezing, but it's usually, you know, the 40s, and during the daytime in the 50s. It's very, very comfortable.
All right, now what would a house there cost? Let's say, you know, just I'm talking about a small house, or two bedrooms, maybe one to two baths, and the property. Or would you be better to rent, or would you be better to purchase?
Well, it would depend on the individual. Some people may want to come down here and rent and sort of try out different areas and get to know places, different towns, and, you know, take their time to decide. For other people that feel more, would prefer to have a property right away and want to settle in, like we did, we chose our property. We had a home built, and the construction fee is approximately $75 per square foot.
$75 a square foot, that's about half of what it is here in the United States at the present time.
Yeah, so we had a small 1,000 square foot place built to start, and, you know, cost us $75,000.
All right, fine. So it's a nice home. That's about 1,000 square feet then. All right, we're going to be back in a moment.
Yes.
If you have a question for Jeanette, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Jeanette, did you find that some of the people down there move from the United States to Chile for the same reason that you have? They're very uncertain about what's going on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That they could contact you. What is your telephone number?
Certainly. I have a, my telephone number is area code 413-835-7961.
Let me repeat that. The number is 413-835-7961. And the web page is?
Yes. It's
www.southernchiliproperties.com. Southernchiliproperties.com. And that's P-R-O-P-E-R-T. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you Google it, it will come right up on, it come up on the first page.
And it's a very, very attractive website. We've been there, and we should have a link to that on our webpage. And if you don't, why, we certainly have one. And then, of course, I was asking Jeanette about the health care system. She says you can get health care insurance there. It's not overly expensive, and you will need some sort of a health, probably health insurance policy. That the food is perhaps, what, about two-thirds as expensive as it is in the United States?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
How much is, how much is the gasoline?
Gasoline is very expensive here. Actually, costs more than you're paying there. I think we're paying over $6 a gallon right
now. Okay, fine. But then, of course, the housing, she had a nice home built for. The cost of the home was about to build about $75 a square foot, whereas it cost about, probably $100, $150 a square foot to build in the United States today. So it's sort of a trade-off. But apparently more and more people are coming from the United States and other areas into southern Chile. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners here? We've got about 2 minutes for you to just tell them whatever else you'd like to tell them about this area.
Well, I have to say that I feel so free here that I really dread going back to the United States now. And it's amazing that once you're here and you go back to the United States, how different it feels to be there. I don't know. I feel like this is the last frontier.
All right, fine. So you're happy you made the move, and Jeanette is a real estate agent. If you'd like to know more about real estate or just know about that part of the world, why, you should get in touch with her either by email or certainly go to her website, or you can call her telephone number at 413-835-7961. Okay. Any parting thoughts before we let you go?
I guess the last thing I'd like to say is that according to the Heritage Foundation of Economic Freedom, that Chile is ranked as 11th in the world in their latest 2011 review. So that's a nice thing to know. That's a good indicator.
And basically, of course, Chile is a very stable and a very, very free country. The people guard their freedom. Probably much more so than many people here in the United States who take freedom for granted. But when freedom is taken for granted, of course, why, freedom is soon lost. Jeanette, thanks very much for talking to us. We'll be talking to my guest tomorrow morning on our early morning program, and we'll get you on the afternoon program as well. God bless, and thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
All right, fine. That was Jeanette Schnall, and of course she is a real estate agent in Southern Chile, and she had actually contacted me. She listens to our programs, and so if you'd like to be interested in knowing anything else, you can certainly reach her, and certainly we will, if we don't have a link on our website, we will have one very, very soon. Well, Sydney, we're going to have open lines the rest of this time, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You hear everybody talking about, oh, my goodness, you know, should we tax the rich and get this and they solve our problems? Or how are we going to do it? How are we going to get the jobs? Let me tell you how you get the jobs. You expose the globalists who control both political parties. You reinstall tariffs. You protect our industries. You begin charging corporations, American corporations that move overseas, 35% or 40% income taxes. They don't pay any corporate taxes, and they cut the corporate taxes here in the United States and give businesses an incentive to be here. Isn't it interesting that nobody in either party ever mentions a simple solution?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're in the trouble we are today is because a small group of people control our government and make mockery out of the electoral process, try to convince us we are a democracy, which we are not. Our government is limited by the Constitution, and most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional. We, the subversive element, controls our nation. The people in charge hate Christianity. That's why they took God, prayer, out of our schools. That's why Christianity is constantly being downgraded and attacked on the media and attacked on television and attacked in motion pictures, although there are some excellent motion pictures out there, and you can get them on Netflix, and we really want to start doing a series of programs on the good motion pictures which are available, which you will almost never hear about. Why? Because the people who control the reins of our media have an intense hatred of Christianity, because you see, they worship a different God, and until you understand the spiritual component of what's going on, nothing makes sense. These people are intent upon destroying America. That's why they've intentionally transferred our jobs, certainly our manufacturing overseas. This is why they're up there encouraging the outsourcing of our jobs, the offshoring of our manufacture. And we've lost almost 8 million jobs overseas. Over 42,000 businesses have closed, and they're not coming back until, of course, we have tariffs, until we start protecting our industries, until we start rewarding corporations to produce here rather than punishing them with excessive taxes. Nobody says, let's cut the corporate tax down to maybe 15% and raise the corporate tax on companies that move overseas to 35 or 40%. How soon do you think we'd have jobs here? We'd have them here within 3 or 4 months. But you see, our leaders don't want a solution. They're going to argue back and forth. Tax the rich, don't tax the rich. And basically, of course, we already have the lowest taxes we've had in many years, because we're not taxing either the rich or the poor in America. We're borrowing all the money. 40 cents out of every dollar that government spends is borrowed money. Everything's done on borrowed money, and this is designed to destroy this nation. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want you to know, because these people hate America, and they really want to build up the economy throughout the rest of the world and destroy the economy here. They want to build up the living standards of people in other nations and lower the living standards here. And they're in the process right now, ladies and gentlemen, of destroying the value of our currency. They're lying about inflation. They're lying about unemployment. They're lying about the gross national product, GDP. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we've got Pure Heart calling us. Hi, Pure Art. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here. You know, my local community celebrated 4th of July recently, and I was told by locals that a lot of the beaches were closed off. The public couldn't get to them. And the places they could get to, their people were having their bags searched and also having pat-down searches.
I wouldn't be surprised.
A couple of people called my local talk radio station and thought that was horrible.
Well, I think that it is. I mean, this whole war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. If you watch those twin towers come down, watch the pictures of them and ask, what happened to the tops of the buildings? I mean,
yeah.
So we're told, supposedly, that we have this, this pancake collapse, and the superimposed weight of the upper floors is what drove the building down. But the upper floors dissolve. Look very carefully, you'll see the upper floors dissolve. In fact, you can see some of the still pictures. And one of the upper floor begins to tilt very strongly. I mean, at least 33 degrees tilt. And then suddenly it just vaporizes, like the cement in the building, like the bodies of over 1,000 people just vaporized. Do you think that happened by accident?
But
I'll tell you what, Pure Heart, I don't criticize anybody who can't believe what this idea. Because it took me 2 years with all I know to finally come to the point where I had to accept what I didn't want to accept. And that is that someone, and I don't know who it was, but it wasn't the terrorists took down those buildings, because watch Building 7 come down. It was obviously controlled demolition. You can hear our four tape set on why did the buildings come down. We talked to a man who was there the next day. His job was to clean up planned demolitions, controlled demolitions, and he said 99% chance that was a controlled demolition. He didn't see how it could be anything else. So all of this, searching people getting on the plane, searching people going into the fair, searching people going to the air show, searching people going to the beaches. Oh, we have to have intrusive pat downs now because of the underwear bomber, but the underwear bomber's bomb didn't go off. How could these wicked terrorists have built a bomb that we couldn't get to go off, and the shoe bomber's bomb didn't go off? And the smoke bomber's bomb, the fellow who left the smoke bomb there in Times Square, it didn't explode. Why? I mean, how could these terrorists, these sophisticated terrorists, be so inept when it comes to attacking America? Or maybe it's all as phony as a $3 bill. But go ahead, Pura, I'm doing all the talking.
Well,
you go ahead. Let's get your thoughts.
Well, I agreed with the two people who called who were just incredulous. You had to be searched, but then a couple of callers came on after them and agreed with the searches. My jaw just dropped. I mean, how can anybody say, oh, Fourth Amendment rights don't matter in a public place? So my wife and I are trying to figure out where in the world are they getting the authority to search people in public places for no apparent reason. And
well, they don't really have it, but you see, the thing is, people are willing to give up their freedom for security, and they think that they're going to get more security by relinquishing their constitutional rights because they don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, which I believe is responsible for the terrorist attacks. They don't understand the term agent provocateur, and that's somebody you plant to create an incident so you can justify your control. And these people do not understand that freedom, once forfeited, is never regained.
Yeah,
we will never be able to be free by giving away our Fourth Amendment rights.
I can't figure out why there's no outcry. The same way you pointed out, there's no outcry over torture. I was complaining about it to my coworkers, and nobody seemed to bat an eye. I'm just puzzled at the pacificity that's out there now.
Well, I think that what we have to do is just keep talking. And so they tortured a number of people to death. They say there were only two of them. Well, that was the CIA, but the military tortured a number of people to death as well. And most people never read General Tacuba's report, Major General Tacuba, the highest-ranking Philippine military officer, was appointed to suddenly investigate what happened at Abu Ghraib. And he was told by another superior officer that if he told the truth, he would lose his profession. In other words, he would lose his opportunity for advancement. General Tacuba decided to do what was right rather than what was expedient. And he told the truth about the horrible things that happened there. Most people have never read his report. We do have it. We offer it. Major General Tacuba's report. And immediately after it was submitted, talking about the horrible torture carried out by Americans with the full knowledge and support of people at a higher level of government, he was called, Major General Tacuba was called and told he should submit his resignation. Ladies and gentlemen, that represents the American military today. There may be some people of integrity there, but they're not in the highest ranks. Because if you do what's right, you're going to be punished for it. It's time we had men who fear God rather than fear government, and are really more important, dedicated to preserving our nation than getting advancement in rank.
Yeah. What do you think would happen?
I wish we had General Tacuba as the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff instead of this phony admiral we have.
Or Smedley Butler. He'd be
right. Well, of course, Smedley's long since gone, but every American should read Major General Smedley Butler's article, War is a Racket. And actually, they can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and just pull it down, and we simply have taken what he said and put it into one of our newsletters. Or if you have a search engine, put in Radio Liberty, Major General, or just General Smedley Butler. It'll go right to that website. Read what General Smedley Butler, he had two Congressional Medals of Honor, said about war. He said it's a racket, and it is a racket. And our boys are being sent over there to die for nothing in Afghanistan. And they're being sent to die for nothing in certainly in Iraq. this whole thing was, had, I mean, we've got almost a quarter of a million men with the contract people and the NATO troops, a quarter of a million men fighting 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Who in their right mind would think that this is a real war? I mean, I would send in about two units of naval SEALs, and they'd take care of the 75 members of Al-Qaeda. In fact, one of the most amazing stories is we had, I think, either four or five special forces teams of 11 to 12 men each. And immediately when we deployed our troops in Afghanistan after the September 11th attack, within 2 weeks we defeated the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Within 2 weeks.
Why are we still there?
Why are we still there?
Why are we still everywhere? But anyway, right. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Pure Heart's point is so well taken. We need people to understand our Constitution. We need to understand why we had a revolution in America. And, of course, the price that the people paid, who gave us our freedom, and the importance of the Fourth Amendment and forces of each of the Tenth Amendments. The fact that America is not a democracy. The fact that you can read the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and the Constitution of all of the 50 states of the United States, and never once see the use of the word democracy, other than to decry it and say the last thing we want is a democracy. For as James Madison had said so well in the 10th of the Federalist Papers, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Ladies and gentlemen, do you notice the increase in the tempo of violence in America? And, of course, this is all because we've turned our back on our concepts of republic. I mean, certainly, democracy has never worked. We have a little pamphlet we put together. It's about 50 pages. It's called We Are a Republic, and we recommend it to you. And certainly the last two, they're all just newsletters we wrote, but basically we point out that Plato, in the Republic, had said democracies always degenerate into despotism. Democracies always degenerate into despotism. Why? Well, because people always vote for the people who promise to give them the most, and then, of course, the whole system begins to collapse, and then, of course, you declare a dictatorship, and that's exactly what they're doing today. There's no way we can possibly finance the Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare and the military and then all of the people. We are at 75 million baby boomers retiring. They've already started. And within the next 20 years, we'll have 75 million retired, and there's not enough money possibly to pay all the things we promised. Well, when you don't give what you promise, then people get angry, they begin demonstrating it, without understanding this is unconstitutional. Medicare was unconstitutional. It was, in 1965, it was said that it would cost $9 billion by 1990. That was, of course, what, 25 years, and hence. By 1990, it cost $90 billion. Today, it costs $700 billion for Medicare and Medicaid. And then, of course, that's just a pittance to what it's going to cost in the coming years. Certainly, as the costs continue going up, that's why they have to have the death panels. That's why, in an effort to maintain our privacy, why we have to put our medical records on the Internet. How are you going to maintain privacy. If they put our medical records on the Internet where everybody can read them. I heard President Obama make that statement with a straight face. We're concerned about your privacy. That's why we're going to put your medical records on the Internet. And I'm wondering, do we live in a world gone mad? And ladies and gentlemen, that's the problem. We live in a world gone mad where people are so interested in having a good time and amassing a lot of money And they think that they're going to be able to keep it. Well, let me tell you, they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency. With the current 10% inflation, that'll be 14% by the end of this year. Why is it going to be 14% at the end of this year? Because 4 months ago, the producer price index was increasing at 14% a year. It takes about 6 months before that actually is transmitted to prices. By next year, according to John Williams, Bob Chapman, and others who know what's going on, inflation will be 20 to 25%. How long do you think the value of your money is going to hold up with 20 or 25% inflation a year? That's not hyperinflation. That is simply just destructive inflation. But do you know a better way to impoverish a people and to destroy a nation than to destroy the solvency of their currency? The people in charge know exactly what they're doing because their loyalty is not to America, but to the internationalist dream. And that's exactly what they intend. They intend to lower living standards and bring suddenly austerity to the American people as they're bringing austerity to people all throughout the world. The economy of China is contracting. The economy of India is contracting. The economy in Europe is contracting. Sydney, look and see what's happening to the pig nations. Look and see what's happening to England. And the only country that's worse off than England is the United States. And if they really told you what our real debt is, it's probably somewhere but close to $100 trillion. That's what we owe. We've taken on the debts of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and the FDIC is bankrupt, and the state pension funds are bankrupt, and certainly there's no way, of course, we'll have the money to pay what we promised people in Social Security and Medicare, and you better start making your plans accordingly. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But don't you worry. They have, of course, solutions. One of them, of course, we'll be talking about this next hour, and that is we're going to be start spraying here in large areas of California for West Nile virus. Now, nobody has died of West Nile virus in a couple of years in California. We're going to spray everybody with deadly insecticides and pesticides, usually done early in the morning so nobody would know what's going on. And these actually lead to cancer and death, and they attack every aspect of you. And then, of course, we're spraying or putting up this cap of aluminum up in the sky. Aluminum, of course, destroys the mind. You need to get our material on aluminum. We have a great four-tape set and DVD on aluminum. You need to get the facts. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and Sydney, we recommend very much the DVD.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and certainly if you're not in a position to join, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. Now, basically, of course, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to read it, you need to understand what's going on. You need to understand that we are under attack today. If you've not yet seen the DVD, what in the world are they spraying? You need to get it, because it goes into the fact that they are geoengineering the atmosphere. And you go up on the Internet, there are a lot of articles there on geoengineering. Certainly you need to get the DVD, the video we have by Bob Fletcher on the weather modification as a weapon. You need, of course, to get the four tape sets we have on aluminum, because, of course, what they're doing is spraying aluminum oxide and barium into the stratosphere, theoretically, of course, in the name of geoengineering, and putting a cap over the stratosphere to reflect the sun's rays to fight off a global warming. But that's just a cover story. Everything is a cover story. The last thing they want the American people to know and the people of the world to know is that there really is a plan to destroy the health of billions of people throughout the world, that they really do have a population control agenda, and they've already killed probably between 1.5 and 2 billion people. They've eliminated their lives through the China's one-child policy, through the programs of coercive sterilization in India by putting things into the vaccines that would make women infertile, by make men infertile, and then, of course, by forced sterilization or coerced sterilization of both men and women in Africa and in China. We're dealing with vicious people. Remember, this whole thing is coordinated not from China, not from some vague place off, no place. It's right here in Washington, D.C., at 5080 68th Street in New York City, at the Harold Pratt House, by Planned Parenthood, by the Family Planning Perspective Organizations. They actively encourage homosexuality. They encourage, of course, the marriage tax to discourage people from marrying. They have actually put fluoride in the water. They'll openly admit they put fluoride in the water because it decreases fertility. What possible justification is there? The CDC has admitted that fluoride only acts topically. So why would you put it in the water to stop cavities, but it only acts topically? Why? Very simply, because they're not putting it in the water to stop having anything to do with dental caries. It's all about population control. That's why they put the aspartame in so many of our chewing gum products and the products we give to children. Betty Martini was told by a high government official, the FDA, there are too many people in the world. It's all population control. It's very hard for people to understand, but you need to get our four tape sets on population control. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction, because you need to go up on the Internet, and you need to pull down my population control agenda monograph. It's really probably the best single thing that we have up there. The Population Control Agenda Monograph, you can find it at RadioLiberty.com. You can find it on the Internet, or if you get any of the things that we talk about, just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. And certainly you need to get that four tape set on, the DVD on aluminum, the DVD on mercury, they're both by Dr. David Ayoub, and then you need to help us to get the information out. And right now, Chris, you need to help the Dr. Howell guest for the next hour as he tries to fight the spraying for West Nile virus, a non-existent problem. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And please encourage people to listen to our program and pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be views of Dr. Keith Howe, who is putting himself on the front lines of this battle to stop spraying for West Nile virus. Now, Chris, did you know that there was a real problem with West Nile virus here in California and the emergency situation? That's why we've got to spray neighborhoods in the San Jose area, starting very early in the morning when nobody will know what's going on. And we're going to miss these areas because we've got to kill the mosquitoes that carry the West Nile virus to protect the people and their health. Or is there possibly another agenda? Is this part of a population control agenda to damage and destroy the health of the people in that region? Keith, is there any other place in the country they're doing this widespread spraying for the West Nile virus? Oh, here we are. Okay. Please get Dr. Keith Howe back on the program. Somehow we weren't coming through, and so hopefully we will be now. Okay, this is Dr. Stan here, and we just had a button we didn't have pushed, so we're getting Dr. Keith Howe back on the program, and so we're going to be talking about the widespread spraying for West Nile virus in Sydney. Dr. Howe will be with us in just a moment. Dr. Howe is a chiropractor. He's a young, idealistic person, sort of reminds me of myself many years ago. And he is actually doing everything he can to try to point out the absurdity of what the public health officials all across the area over there in San Jose, where he lives, are doing. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, fine. Well, I forgot to push the button there before, but... Are they trying to spray, are they doing this in other parts of the country or just predominantly in the Santa Clara area?
I don't know about the rest of the country. They have been doing it all over the country, but they announced last Friday that they're going to be spraying Sunnyvale in the Santa Clara county here. And we're working our best to stop them.
All right, fine. Now, basically, what is the justification spraying and for spraying, and what are they going to be spraying with?
I asked there is no justification for the spraying. And
all
that's
right,
our
fine.
Whole
so
point.
What are they going to be spraying with?
They're going to be spraying Pyrenone 25-5. That's a combination of pyrethrin and
hold that thought. Okay, go right ahead. Now, what are those products again? And what are the health hazards of these products?
Pyrethrins are 5% of the combination, and they're a common cause, most common cause of insecticide poisoning. They cause more incidents than any of the other insecticides. They're hormone disruptors, so they interfere with the thyroid and the sex glands. They're likely to be human carcinogens, according to the EPA. And they increase the risk of developing leukemia in farmers and people who are exposed to it. It also has mixed with it piperonyl butoxide, which stops the insect's system from being able to break down the pyrethrin and makes it even more toxic to them so that it builds up in the bloodstream and has a quicker toxic effect on the insect. But it also has a toxic effect on humans.
All right, fine. So basically, this is a insecticide that'll kill mosquitoes. This is amazing.
And lots of other organisms.
Okay, fine. It'll kill all sorts of organisms. Now, basically, what is the justification for doing the widespread spraying? And does the public understand what is going on?
They're claiming that the West Nile virus is a threat to humans, and they're doing it to prevent imminent threat of infection to the residents.
All right. Now, how many people have died of West Nile virus infection in California during the last year?
In 2010, there were 111 reported infections, alleged infections. They could have been concomitant with other pneumonia or something. And out of those, they say six people died. So 111 total and six fatalities. This year, so far, as of July 1st, there are no human cases of West Nile virus in the state of California.
All right, so there's no fatalities, and so since there are no infections, no fatalities, we're going to have a widespread spraying program.
Yes, so they do this every time, and it seems to, our group was talking, that every year it seems to coincide that as soon as the Board of Supervisors, who are the only ones that they vote on it, as soon as they all go on vacation, the spraying starts. And they usually give us the warning on a Friday, and then they give you maybe 4 or 5 days before the spraying, so you don't have time to organize and complain about it. But we've been organizing for several years now, and we're more and more prepared, and we're communicating with more and more state officials and local officials, Santa Clara County Super Board of Supervisors, and the Agricultural Commissioner, the Public Health Officer, who's a medical doctor, and even a vector control here and in Sacramento.
All right, fine. And so basically with no cases and no... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, our guest is Keith Howe. So far in the year 2011, there have been no cases of West Nile virus in the state of California, and no fatalities, but they're going to have this massive spraying program. Now, will it simply be there in the Sunnyvale area? Will it be over a much larger area of the state? Or do you have any way of knowing?
There's no way of knowing. What they do is they say they've trapped a few mosquitoes and they tested positive. Then they say they're going to spray because to protect the humans. The fact that the research demonstrates that the 80% of the people that get infected with the West Nile virus never even know it. So out of this 111 people that got infected allegedly, 80% of them could have just been a concomitant infection that had nothing to do with them being hospitalized. And then 20% will get mild flu-like symptoms, and less than 1% get any serious illness, usually a brain infection or encephalopathy. And that's usually in compromised or really elderly or young people.
All right, but now what about the complications? What about the damage that is done by these insecticides and pesticides that they spray? Are these safe for pregnant women? Are they safe for infants? Are they safe for human beings? Are there studies? Are there control studies that show these are safe to use in Sydney in human populations?
It's against federal law to say that a pesticide is safe. And they've found that pyrethrins can stay, residual pyrethrins can keep on killing for up to 3 months. They say, outside the ultraviolet light breaks them down quickly. But what about the stuff that gets into the house when people have open windows and they track inside and they, you know, on their shoes and pets bring it in, and then it stays in the house and lingers. And then this is cumulative poison, and it builds up in our system over the years and gets in the fatty tissues, the bone, and they don't seem to be able to comprehend this. They talk about, acute toxicity. Well, you know, we put DEET on people, and there's no acute reactions in most people. Yeah, but if you do that year after year after year, what's the DEET going to do to your body? It can kill children. So these things, they're not safe, and when you weigh it against the threat of West Nile virus, which is 111 infections out of 38 million people in 1 year, Dr. Stan, you're a doctor. You know that doesn't justify it. The risk versus benefit ratio is just simply not there. It doesn't even approach 1%.
All right, fine. Now, basically, who is coordinating this? This is being coordinated by the State Department of Public Health. What about your local public health officials? How do they feel about it? Or will they be honest and objective with you? I know I've had public health officials come to me and tell me, you know what, this is when I was leading the battle against the AIDS epidemic. And they said, Stan, you know, what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. Because if we did, we'd lose our jobs. But you keep up the good work, you know. We want you to know. And I had two public health officials search me out to tell me this. They knew, of course, what the public health policies were, killing people, but they were afraid to come forward. What sort of response have you gotten talking to public health officials on and off the record?
I have been emailing them, all these I talked to you about before, all weekend. And they avoid the questions. They don't answer my questions. They won't respond to them. I give them the material, the scientific facts, off of government websites that is indisputable. They can't argue that because it's from the state of California government website on West Nile virus. And they just ignore it. And then they send me a copy of what the vector control guy printed out and suggested to them instead of answering my questions. And it's like, I was at that meeting. I know what he said. Okay. So they're beat around the bush, and I think it's like you said, nobody wants to get involved or do anything about it, or they think that, they're convinced that the West Nile virus is deadly and that the pesticides are safe and necessary.
But nobody's died of it. Nobody's died of it all year. Why is it considered as deadly? Why wouldn't you wait until you had an outbreak? Or is it because
I don't think there's even an infection, never mind a death this year in humans.
They claim that they've trapped a couple of mosquitoes that have the virus.
Yeah, they found
a
couple of mosquitoes that had the virus in it. So what? If you find another virus in them, are you gonna, I'm sure they have thousands of viruses in them. That doesn't mean they're causing any health problems. And the fact of the matter is that nobody, no humans have been infected. Why are they spraying?
I think it's all about the population control agenda. They really do want to harm our health. When you understand that, because it all makes sense. If you look at it logically, it doesn't. But it's so difficult for people to understand. There really are people who want to harm the health of the American people. When you understand that, so much of what's going on today really begins to make sense. So are there other people over in the Santa Clara, Sunnyvale area who share your concern? Do you have some supporters?
Yes, there are. We've got a group forum, Safe Alternative to Pesticides, and we've been meeting with the Board of Supervisors and all the people responsible for this. We've been giving them scientific data and asking them to intervene and stop this nonsense. And we feel that we're making good progress, okay? It's not an easy job. It takes a lot of persistence and work, and we're meeting with one or two officials every week, taking off work and going in and talking to them. We had one come down from the vector and control in Sacramento. He came all the way down here to talk to our group, and we're chipping away. One person is going to request an injunction be filed to stop this. And some of the things that we're questioning them is the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, you know, if they're going to comply with that, which it appears that they definitely are not.
Well,
and
of
then,
course, can't you bring a lawsuit against them? Because, of course, the one thing these people fear is a lawsuit, because they would be held liable for damages done.
Well, this is what my concern was, and I sent them and all an email about this, is that right now, the current weather and high levels of pollution with the spare the air days we have over here this week, this is going to put individuals at high risk, okay? The ones that are already at high risk, such as children, the elderly, persons with cardiac or respiratory problems, and the immunocompromised that are already at high risk. When you get hot weather and when you get high air pollution, you know that they go down. They end up in the emergency room, and some people die and expire from heat exhaustion and that. You combine that with pesticides, and these people, older people who don't have air conditioning, leave the windows open, and this stuff comes in with the heat, the pollution, and then they're breathing that, and we're going to have some fatalities, I think.
All right, now, basically, what is the plan? They're going to start very early in the morning, and they're going to just be fogging?
No, they start at 11 p.m., and they do it till probably 3 in the morning or so.
All right, now, what do? Do they lay out an intense fog? How do they
do
that?
Yes, they have trucks that drive up and down the streets, and they put fogs with ultra-low-volume aerosolized pesticide out. And it kills everything. Oh. I never saw so many dead ladybugs in my life as when they went down my street.
All right. Basically, then, of course, do they have the permission from the State Department of Health?
Yes, I believe they do. But it needs to be changed because it's no longer applicable. When this broke out in 1999 in New York and that, there was a big hype about it, and everybody was panicking, and then it kind of blew over. And now it's pretty much a benign virus, and it's not affecting people, and they're still acting like it's the plague.
All right, fine. No.
One other thing is that this pesticide that they're spraying us with, it's made by Bayer Corporation. And they were, if you were talking about population reduction, Bayer Corporation was affiliated with IG Farben and produced the deadly gas, Zyklon B, that was used in World War II to exterminate people. And
do we have any studies at all on these insecticides that are going to be used on human beings? Are there any studies? Are there any minimal levels that are?
The government has been authorized to do studies on human beings, and they've been authorized to do it secretly. There's a bill, H.R. 1119, that was passed by the by the Congress. And right in the middle of that bill was about 1,100 pages, and right in the middle on page 700 something. It's called Department of. Let's see. It's the National Defense and Authorization Act, restrictions on the use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents. And it goes on to explain the exceptions. And basically, when you read this thing, the Department of Defense can use us as guinea pigs for any reason whatsoever to use biochemical or biological agents testing on us, including pesticides. Okay, this is incredible. All right, and I can read part of it to you if you want.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, we are under attack from all sides. They are giving us vaccines. They know there's aluminum in the vaccines. They know there's mercury in them. There's MSG. There's formaldehyde. There's the aspartame in the vaccines. And squalene. Many things are put in there that damage our health. Why are they putting them in? Because they want to damage our health, but they can't tell the American people. We know they put lethal vaccines, cancer viruses in the vaccines. We know, of course, in other countries they've used chorionatotropin so that women become sensitized so they can't have children. They knew what they were doing. They used vaccines to get poisons into our body and also to destroy our minds. In fact, if you go back and you read the book written by Bertrand Russell, in 1950, called The Impact of Science on Society. I believe it's on page 50. He talks about by the use of diet, injections, and injunctions will so modify the brains of young people they'll never be able to think effectively or challenge what they were learned in school. By diet, in Zexins or in Sexins. What do they put in the diet? Why do they put the fluoride in the diet, the aspartame in the diet? Do they put the genetically modified food in the diet? They put the chemicals in the diet. They know what they're doing, but what about the injections? Why? Because that's the aluminum, that's the mercury, that's the aspartame, that's the MSG, that's the formaldehyde, and the other products, they know what they're doing. Where is the outcry? Well, because people say it couldn't be true. There'd never be evil people who'd want to use diet and injections to destroy the minds of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, get Bertrand Russell's book. They know exactly what they're doing. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, certainly, Keith, you know.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
All sorts of insecticides and pesticides because of the danger of the West Nile virus, so they want to kill the mosquito. Basically, they wanted to spray the entire community over here in the in Santa Cruz for the dreaded something gray moth, something of the sort. Anyway,
European grapevine moth.
Well, no, that is a new one they had, but the other one, anyway, it doesn't really matter what it was. It was something that came in from New Zealand. We were going to destroy all of our crops. It was the light brown apple moth. I think it was the light brown apple moth.
And the glassy wing sharpshooter. They're coming up with new ones all the time.
And basically, if we didn't do it, we'd lose all of our crops, and the people were up in arms, and after one spraying, they were challenging them. And they finally backed down, and you know what happened, Keith? why the crops weren't destroyed. I mean, we've gone right along and we've done very well. I mean, if you've got a problem, you're trying to protect agriculture, you spray the fields. Don't spray the general population.
No, that's right.
But, of course, this is all an effort to do harm to the people. And when you understand that, it really begins to make sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Marilyn, who's calling us from San Francisco. Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. You know, it's funny. We had a spray from the, I don't know if you recall this, light brown apple moth.
Yeah, well, that's the one we had down here in Santa Cruz. We defeated them. We just said it is foolishness. And with the, here we have a number of environmentalists, and they were having all sorts of demonstrations, and they put so much pressure on that they backed down. They, oh my goodness, the sky was going to fall. We were going to lose all of our crops and billions of dollars. And when the people were up in arms as a whole, as they were here in Santa Cruz, why they backed down? Because they knew it was all a lie. And the sky hasn't fallen. Our crops are doing fine. Now they've had to come up with a new moth or something. But go right ahead. Are they spraying up there in San Francisco, spraying the people for the light brown apple moth?
The point I wanted to make was, when that happened, it's just like where you are, all these liberals came out of the work. I mean, liberals came out, and even our local planning and zoning commission came out against it. I mean, they're all Democrats, and they really organized. And but when it sprang for West Nile virus, which they're not doing here right now, they're doing it over in the Concord area. I'm actually in the East Bay. It's funny. There's only certain insecticides or pesticides they come out against. It's almost like there's an organized effort, almost like when Bush was at war, they come out and fight against him, but when Obama's against war, they don't. It makes you wonder who's organizing these protests, because it sounds like this gentleman is having trouble getting them to even listen to him, and this is much worse than what they were trying to get the light brown apple moth, from what I understand.
Well, I think that, you know, we have to catch the fancy of the people. And I will tell you, the people down here were up in arms, and because we have a radio station down here that's getting the truth out. So it was really a concerted effort, and we got them to back down to the light brown apple moth. But they're going to come back because they really want to harm the people. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense.
Well, they've been spraying for West Nile virus, especially in East Contra Costa, and they're doing it now for quite a few years with the same, you know, kind of ammunition this guy's talking about. You know, maybe a case here, a case there. They'll come up with a case, but you never really know any details. And sometimes I wonder if there's even any person that had it, or they're just saying that some quote-unquote elderly person, no name, no, you know, maybe a city or something. It's,
well,
very odd.
Marilyn, you have to understand that basically these things destroy the immune system, among other things. So this one reason we have so much cancer. That's the reason the incidence of cancer has increased from 1 in 17 at the beginning of the last century to about 1 in 2 to 3 at the present time. They really want to destroy the health of our people. Basically, the leading cause of death today is cancer. That didn't happen just by accident. It happened by intent. But nobody has the courage to say it. Anything else? Do you have any comment at all upon what Marilyn's saying there, Keith?
What I'd like to comment on is I have here a proclamation by A.J. Calamira. He's the Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. And in 2010, August 6th, he made this, it's called Proclamation of Eradication Project Regarding the Oriental Fruit Fly. It says, between August 4th and 5th, 2010, two wild male Oriental fruit flies were trapped in the city of Milpitas, Santa Clara County. Based on the evidence presented to me by my staff, outside experts familiar with the fly and the trapping data, I have determined that an established infestation of oriental fruit flies exists. Then he goes on to say, all treatments will be applied to residential properties and within urban development.
Why not just spray the areas, of course, where this is going to be agriculture rather than people? We'll be back in just a moment.
While a storm's
this is Dr. Stan. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, thank you. I really appreciate immensely your referencing these landmark books like Impact of Science on Society. And what I wanted to focus on, this was obviously a public health issue, and like all things with government, everything is a trust. Trust fund for this, trust fund for that. So, believe it or not, Sunday, I think it was on a major radio, CNN, whatever, and they brought up validity of the public debt, I guess in conjunction with the extension of the debt ceiling.
Well, Jack, on this hour, we're talking about the light brown Applemouth. Basically, of course, you've got a terrible connection. You're going to need to get a better telephone because basically it doesn't come through well at all. But if you wouldn't mind getting a better telephone. But right now, because I guess it's Dr. Keith Howe, and because Jack wants to talk about the public debt, but we want, of course, we're talking about the very real problem that comes with spraying, and so spraying that is totally unnecessary, based upon finding two the European moths, why they're going to spray the entire civilian population. If the moth is a danger to crops, spray the crops. Why don't you spray the crops? Because, of course, they want to spray the population. When you understand that, it begins to make sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. But ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy is population control, and we'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Keith on this subject, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And suddenly our guest is Dr. Keith Howe. Keith, let's get your website out and information that you have on, of course, this totally unnecessary attack on the health of our people.
Okay, I don't have a website, but I have an email address, and anybody that wants any information on this can request, let me know what specific information you want. I can just send out a list of a whole bunch of URLs related to pesticides and West Nile virus and that. So the email is pesticidefraud, one word, at yahoo.com.
Pesticidefraud at yahoo.com. And Dr. Howe will get back in touch with you and get you the information. But ladies and gentlemen, this is obviously population control. And if you don't understand that the major thrust of American foreign domestic policy is population control, they've already killed 1.5 to 2 billion people, eliminated their lives. And they're in the process of killing millions of people throughout the world every day. And they intend to kill billions more. And certainly this coming war in the Middle East, I shudder when I consider the implications of that. Coming war with a Muslim world, why, you're going to have to get involved. But they're doing so many things in the name of protecting the health. Oh, my goodness, we've got to protect the crops from the light brown apple moth. We've got to protect the people from the threat of West Nile virus. Of course, nobody's got a case this year. There's been no deaths, but there might be because, of course, there are a couple of mosquitoes that have the virus in it. At least that's what they tell us. Can we trust them? No, we can't, ladies and gentlemen, because they're people who have an agenda. And that is, the things that they're doing are harmful to the health of the American people. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Howe, give us a call. But these things are not imaginary. They're very real. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you should. If you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction. You need to hear it, or you need to plan on coming to our conference on the 23rd of October, when I'm going to be given an update on this whole idea that there really is a worldwide genocidal program. And when you actually hear the information, you'll realize that it really is true. And by using famine and disease and war, they intend to kill off a large part of the world's population. In fact, it was Barbara Mox Hubbard, one of the wealthiest women in America, the heiress to the Toys R Us toy fortune, former, certainly, the Democrat candidate, or candidate for the Democrat nomination for the vice presidency, ran against Geraldine Ferraro back in 1984. Fortunately, she lost, but she's been a consultant for the military and the special forces, and certainly had high positions in government. But in her book, the original, the manuscript of her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, she says, and we have copies of it, where she says, you know, basically quoting Revelation 6:8, "And behold, I saw a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world." And then she goes on to say, you know, there's a quarter of the population of the world that is able to evolve into a higher level, and half the world will go along with it, but there's a quarter of the world that will not evolve. These are the defective seeds, and they are going to have to be eliminated. And of course, then she goes on to say, but that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, because we are the riders of the pale horse, death. There really are people, people of great wealth and influence, people who work at the highest levels of our political process and the highest levels of our government, who want to kill off the majority of the people of the world. Because things, after Chris, you talked about Revelation 6:8, she went on to the rest of Revelation, and then things really got bad. And of course, this whole book was channeled to her by a demonic spirit. She called the Christ spirit. I think it came right from the pit of hell. Well, be that as it may, our guest is Dr. Keith Howe. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And when do they start spraying over there, Keith? And are you and the others going to at least get out of town for a few days so that you don't get these dangerous and deadly pesticides?
I'm not particularly sensitive to it. I know some people that are going to have to leave town. I'm going to go on lockdown, and what I do is I just stay indoors and keep all the windows and everything shut for several days. It's being done not in my direct area. It's a few miles away. So it's difficult to, what, you're just going to lock everything up and take off? If you're compromised health and it's allergic or sensitive to this stuff, then you have to do it. But it hasn't been a problem with me, because I just stay indoors and I'll wear a mask when I'm outside.
Basically, of course, but it's, they're not spraying in your immediate area then.
No. It's several miles away.
How large an area are they going to be spraying?
An entire zip code, several square miles. Let's see. I don't have the exact area of Sunnyvale. They've got a map online. You go to the vector control, Santa Clara County Vector Control, and they have a map that shows the area it's going to be doing it. What you do is you Google search SCCVCD, that's Santa Clara County Vector Control District. Click on that, and it'll have a map that shows you the area and tells you the layout of where it's going to be happening.
Now, basically, is this 1 square mile, 10 square miles, 20 square miles? Do we have any idea how many square miles they're going to be spraying?
They tell you in there. It's probably more than 1 or 2 square miles, something like that. I'm not sure offhand. I'd have to pull it up.
The whole idea is that there may be some mosquitoes in that area then.
Yeah, I didn't. That's what they say. They caught a couple. They trapped a couple mosquitoes. They were tested positive for West Nile virus. Oh, an interesting thing, Dr. Stan. You were talking about population control. I sent you that logo for population control from India. It has a picture of a triangle pointing downward with a family, a husband, a wife, and a child in it, and it says, one is fun, population control. When you compare that logo to the Santa Clara County Vector Control District, it has the same thing. It has the downward pointed arrowhead indicating reduction of, and then on the left it has a mosquito. On the right of the triangle, it has a rat. Those are pests, okay, to be controlled. And on the top is a family, as if they're going into a meat grinder, and the arrow pointing downward means reduction. And I'm like, what the similarity between the two? You know what I'm talking about? I had sent you a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the logos are so much identical, and this was on Paul Ehrlich, the population bomb. Remember that?
Sure.
Well, this was on a website with his article there when they're talking about population reduction.
Okay.
And their symbol is a downward arrow with the people in it, and the vector control has the people on top of the downward arrow.
Well, because they hide their emblems in plain sight. I mean, it's
right.
Obvious what they're doing, but they don't want us to know that they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dorothy, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Dorothy. How are we doing?
Really good, Douglas. And I wanted to make comment that I did not know I was allergic to this mosquito spray. They had sprayed about an hour before I had gone out to the road, and I was looking for my pet, and was starting to call for my pet, and I started wheezing. I couldn't catch my breath, and every time I took a breath, it got worse as it cut off my air, and I ran into the house, and I was able to breathe in, and so this is very, very harmful to people.
I mean, certain people, you know, certainly could be very, very sensitive to something like this.
Absolutely, and I was hoarse for days. You know, it just had a horrible effect on my system. People in this area, they don't mind the spraying because they don't like the mosquito bite. And they'd rather pay $12 a year for this company that the township collects the money and our taxes, and they'd rather go the easy route. What's the alternative? Personal body protection? What would your guests recommend?
What can people do? I mean, I've heard that certainly things like garlic extract will tend to repel mosquitoes. Have you ever heard that, Keith?
Yeah, there's different products out on the market, natural ones that are coming out, oil of lemon, eucalyptus, picaridin, that's a synthetic product used by Bayer. I would stay away from that. They've got a lot of drug ones out. Green tea tree oils or extract. Neem oil, you want to be careful that these things aren't toxic, though.
Basically, things like some of these mosquito sprays certainly are dangerous within themselves.
They're essentially pesticides.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's something in garlic products, things like that, they will tend to repel the mosquitoes, and they don't it's said that there's something called allicin, which of course is a garlic product, and even though you don't smell like garlic to you, why you smell like garlic to mosquitoes, and they avoid you like the plague. Anything else, Dorothy?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope that you'll help us to get the information out back there in Flint, because I know that this is the people back there are having real financial problems, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's like all over the country.
Sure. Well, I think that the Flint and Detroit are very, very special areas because you've been targeted. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for calling. That was
okay,
Dorothy calling from Flint, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But they have these programs all across America. Oh, we're from the government. We're here to help you. I mean, they're just, we want to get everybody vaccinated with vaccines that have aluminum and mercury and MSG and aspartame and formaldehyde and squalene and all these other things in them. But you can assure that they will not hurt you. Why, if we'd hurt you, we wouldn't give them. Ladies and gentlemen, they know how deadly they are. Now, there may be a lot of the nurses and the others who do, who administer them don't know. But some of the people do know exactly what's going on. And this is why you need to get the information on the vaccines and get it out. These are deadly, and they've done tremendous damage. And when you consider the risk-benefit ratio, why, of course, it's all against the vaccines rather than, yes, they've changed the structure of our epidemics. But at what cost? With a rapid increase in the instances of cancer and pulmonary disease and diabetes and autism and allergies and autoimmune disease and certainly food allergies and asthma. These are all the byproducts of the so-called vaccine epidemic that they have inflicted on the American people. And the same thing would be true with these spray programs they have. Well, if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and our guest, Dr. Keith Howe, is on the front lines of this battle. Keith, have you had a chance to talk to any people in Sacramento?
Just the vector control person that came down here and met with us. He was at the public board meeting when they passed this, and he spoke to the board of supervisors, so we got his name. And contacted him and asked him to stop in down when he was down here, and we had a meeting with him for about 2.5 hours.
And what sort of response did you get from him?
He listened to us and he heard us, and he said, you know, he was hearing us, listening to us, and he was empathetic to us. But he said, you know, I don't know what you think I can do about it, but I'm not high on the totem pole, you know. But he said, I will take the information you're giving me here, and I will pass it on to his supervisors.
I think that what he's telling is, I'd like to help you, but there's nothing I can do because I want to keep my job. And that is what we have in government, whether it be in the military, whether it be in the police, whether it be in public health. And because fortunately we do have a few people who are willing to take a stand, and hopefully there'll be more and more people who will. Because if there's not enough people who do what's right, then we lose our nation.
We're trying to educate and encourage people to do that. Our group of our small group has made a significant impact, and we're getting momentum up, and they're going to have to buckle to this because we're drowning them in factual information, and they're going to be subject and liable to criminal negligence charges if they keep this up and people start dying or getting sick and ill because they're ignoring the facts, the scientific facts.
What about, is there any way to get a lawyer who'd be willing to take and have a lawsuit against these government agencies or the individuals who are pushing these programs, which, of course, they know are defective?
That takes money, it can take a lot of money. I did talk to the district attorney 2 or 3 years ago and basically got snickered at, okay? The bottom line is they don't eat their own. They said you would have to get an attorney. We don't go after government agencies. All right, that's the bottom line. So what we're it's really frustrating. Okay, but I think the best thing to do is to educate people, and when enough people start calling and ringing the phones off and they realize it, they're going to start realizing, hey, we're going to get in trouble here. The gig is up. The people know this is baloney, and we're at risk of potential criminal charges. And or what if somebody dies as a result of this after they've been warned about all this and shown that it's not necessary and that it's dangerous to these people, and they spray, and then some elderly person or immunocompromised dies as a result of that, and then they've been exposed to all those that information. That's criminal negligence.
Well, what about Sydney? Do we have any idea whether anybody actually has died? The thing is that
I'm sure they have, but how are you going to prove that?
Are there certainly stories that suggest that people have had serious health problems because
we're certainly going to be watching the emergency rooms this time.
Okay, fine. Well, you're going to have to get this. If you're out there and you'd like to help Keith, they need people. They need people If you got money, fine. But if you don't have money, they just need people who are going to be gathering the information. Keith has put his life on the line to get this information out. And the least you can do is help him if you're in a position to. And once again, what's your do you have a telephone number you want to get out, Keith?
My email is pesticidefraud@yahoo.com. Okay?
Pesticidefraud@yahoo.com.
Yeah, contact me that way. I'll get you whatever you need. Yahoo.com.
Get hold of Keith that way. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, go right ahead, Keith. We got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay, we talked about that. We're involved in another.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
One of the best things out there. It's available on DVD. We have, of course, my A Population Control Agenda monograph. You can get it on the internet. Simply type in Population Control Agenda, Stan Monteith, or Radio Liberty, or go to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull it down. We have another talk called Nandare College Genocide. Could this really be true? Would they really, Sydney, poison our people and poison women and put things into the vaccines that would make them infertile? And the answer is absolutely. Would they really put a cancer virus into a vaccine? Well, it got in there by accident. Well, if they got in there by accident, why did they allow the vaccine to be disseminated after they knew that the cancer virus was there? That's SV40. That story is told in a book we carry called the health century. We have secondhand copies. It was authorized by the NIH, the National Institute of Health. The health century is worthwhile. Getting the book from Radio Liberty. Get my talk on planned population reduction. My talk on Nundercalit genocide. And my monograph on the planned the population control agenda. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how toxic the vaccines are, why certainly you want to go ahead and get my Dr. David Ayoub's talk on aluminum, Dr. David Ayoub's talk on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda, my talk on the specter haunting America. Now, these are all DVDs. In other words, one's on aluminum, one's on mercury, my talk's on the specter haunting America, and then Dr. Blaylock on vaccines and brain development. You need to get this information. You need to study this information. You need to help us get this information out across America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The information is there, and it's your job to help us get that disseminated across America. So then, of course, you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty as we reach out across America with now almost 65 outlets every single week, outlets of one sort or another, we'd like to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can do that simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and protection, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Now, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the secret, the forbidden secret, and the dark secret. They're three separate talks. They're pretty much very similar, but they contain different information, but they cover the same basic subject, and that is the spiritual battle that's being fought today. Their syllabuses were the forbidden secret and the dark secret, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because this truly is a spiritual battle, which most people don't understand. Then we ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers, because, of course, they should be leading this battle and informing the people. But lastly, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow night, when we'll be back once again, Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Globe.